KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The SIU insists it's making progress in its efforts to clamp down on corruption. The head of the investigating unit, Andy Motibi, says in some cases, officials have tried to evade disciplinary hearings by tendering their resignations before investigations are finalised. Motibi, who was speaking at a seminar yesterday, says despite this, every effort is made to hold the individual accountable.
Those who are finding themselves on the wrong side and they are public servants or so on, they resign before the disciplinary processes and so on. Immediately we become aware, we institute proceedings to freeze pension. If you work 15, 20 years and you lose your pension, that is very serious. And it affects you as a person, it affects your family. That part has to a large extent indicated to those state officials that we will never just get away with, even though they resign, but we still pursue them.
The Commission for Gender Equality has raised the alarm over what it describes as rampaging sexual harassment at institutions of higher learning. The institution says measures put in place to curb harassment on campuses are often not effective. The Commission's Naledi Selebano was briefing Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education yesterday. She told MPs that many incidents of assault go unreported, adding there's also reluctance among male students to report abuse due to stigma and a lack of support.
Irrespective of the existence of policies and other initiatives that are geared towards addressing sexual harassment, its prevalence is escalating and it is painting a troubling picture. That students constitute the bulk of complaints. Between 2011 and 2014, 247 cases of sexual violence, partner violence and rape were reported at 15 universities across South Africa.
And France will formally hand back its last military bases in Senegal today. The pullout brings an end to the army's 65-year military presence in the West African country. During the handover ceremony later, France will return its largest base and airfield at Dakar Airport. Around 350 soldiers, primarily tasked with conducting joint operations, will leave after a three-month departure process. Senegal continued to play host to French troops after gaining its independence in 1960. After the elections last year, the African nation's newly elected leader ordered France's withdrawal, but said that Senegal will continue to work with Paris. A look at our lead story. The SIU insists it's making progress in its efforts to clamp down on corruption. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.